Manabadabaisai, that sins from the lave. It is still Shushan Purim, Purim Mishulash. We have extra days. I gotta include Purim as part of this, even though you say Purim is over, what are you doing? No! We're still gonna talk about Purim. This week's Parsha, a beautiful Parsha of Kitisa, or Kisisa, Parsha's Pura as well. Let's do a message to me that is very, very fundamental. We see in our Parsha, of course, the main focus of the parsha is the Chet HaEgel, Rachman al-Islam. However, there is something interesting if you notice what we've been doing. And that is that we've learned for the last 2 weeks about the Mishkan. We take a stop now. We learn about the halachos of Shabbos. We unfortunately take a sad stop to learn about Egel, Hazahav. And then we go back to the laws of Shabbos. And then, of course, Vayachal Pekudi, back to Mishkan. There seems to be a very important message, number one, when it comes to Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos seems to be that, quote-unquote, way out from our own personal Egel HaZahav. It is very difficult to understand how the Jews sinned so very difficultly in this occurrence. Because the Maisa Egel seemingly makes absolutely no sense to us. And yes, we could give the excuses, well, it wasn't a Maisa Egel mamish. They just wanted to intermarry because they couldn't find Moshe Rabbeinu, but they loved Hashem. And it was the Erev Rav. But Betachlis, it happened. And Betachlis, the Jews were the one dancing there. And Betachlis, the Ribbono Shel Olam, had to react in a way where Moshe had a daven for us not to be annihilated. And Shabbos seems to be some answer here that would help us in our own personal Egel situations. Pasuk tells us, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, ve'ata tedabel b'nei Yisrael lemar as Shabbos ayin shmar ki os hi b'nei b'neichem." It's an os. It's special, not just a sign, but it's a covenant. We know on Shabbos we don't wear tefillin because of that os that we're supposed to have every day to remind us of this. And then the pasuk says, "V'shamu b'nei Yisrael es haShabbos." We know, of course, no, it's la'asos es haShabbos, to make Shabbos. What does it mean to make Shabbos? What does it mean to be a la'asos Jew? I'm going to make Shabbos. So, one of the ideas, beautifully said in Rabbi Pliskin's Sefer, quoting his Rebbe Rav Shmulovitz, is the following idea. We say, first of all, I want to dedicate this year for Shir Bas Devorah Leah. Very difficult, a friend of ours who unfortunately has been very sick and needs Rachamei Shemayim, begodol. And all the Cholim B'soch Shar Chalei Yisrael, certainly Rav Jake's father-in-law as well, should we continue davening and hopefully that what I saw in the amazing, it was very strange for me, I'll admit, just take a commercial break for a moment. It was Mamash Ben Hafochu. I was on a Zoom. We normally have a shul tish where we are Messiahim Shas Gemara every year. Someone, one of the great tzaddikim of our community, Akiva Dantel, thought about this amazing idea. And it was on Zoom. And it was, excuse me for saying, a little pathetic, right? On Zoom, try to have a chagiga. And we were reminding ourselves of last year, there was this weird thing, exactly a year ago, during this chagiga, they said, just do me a favor, nobody hold hands. That was the only thing you weren't allowed to do. Right? Maybe because they had this thing coming out, this corona crazy thing. And this was like the most difficult. And then I'm like, I might as well walk to the yeshiva. And I walked to the yeshiva and I'm like, what? The corona's over. There's no corona here. I mean, there was plenty of corona, but not that type. And, right? And there's a first time that I was holding hands with people that were my family members. I was like, wow. And I hope this complete magal, and that's it. It's over, right? It's done. You're a great line. It's done. That's it. There's no more holding us back. So what do we take with us with that amazing experience that hopefully you will continue to experience today in some shape or form as it being Purim Mishulash? At least according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, there's no Tachanun Zed today. We're supposed to feel it, be Margish. So what is this concept of La'asoysus HaShabbos? What does it mean? So says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz beautifully, this idea, I think a fundamental idea for us to take with us. He said like this, that Shabbos is supposed to be a permanent day of rest. So Rashi on the Pasuk says, Shesh Shabbim Tavod. So it says, Shabbos Shabbosun, Menucha, Miraguavla Menucha Rai. Shabbos Shabbosun denotes a respite of rest, not a casual rest, says Rashi, but a rest that's supposed to last with us, supposed to be permanent, not temporary, right? We unfortunately think, I heard a good vort that somebody said, everybody loves Arizals, right? Only when it works for them, right? Right, so an Arizal that tells us, you know, you should really get drunk, you know. And okay, good. And there's an Arizal that says that even by Talmidei Chachamim, they should sleep on Shabbos more than they sleep during the week. So everybody's a Talmid Chacham on Shabbos. That's not what rest is. The Sfarno says that the word Vayinafash is not to sleep all Shabbos. It's supposed to be something for the Nefesh. It's supposed to be a recharging of the batteries. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, what does it mean, a temporary rest? A temporary rest, unfortunately, is sometimes on Shabbos we experience temporary spirituality. Right? We're forced into it almost. We don't have a choice. We don't get to decide when Shabbos starts and when Shabbos ends. Beautifully, we'll quote a Gemara in a moment, what Oneg Shabbos says. We don't get to decide that. You can do whatever you want. You can decide to be a tzaddik and start a little bit earlier, start a little bit later, Tosefa Shabbos. But as one of my workers once said to me, you know, there was a snowstorm in New York, and he says, what do you mean you can't work for, just extend it a little bit. Start Shabbos instead at 5 o'clock instead of 4:45. What's the difference? You don't get it. We don't control Shabbos. But not only do we not control Shabbos, that's of the Ben Yehoyada says, Rabbeinu Bachaya says this idea. On one hand, we don't control Shabbos when it starts, when it ends, although we can show control to Shabbos by starting earlier and ending later. But within Shabbos itself, sometimes we don't have the control. We think we don't have the control. The spirituality of a great Kabbalah Shabbos is not just for Shabbos. It's supposed to last us through the week. It's supposed to recharge the batteries. When I think about Purim, so I think to myself, well, Purim is that weird time where you have this one amazing spiritual day, and when you get a little bit older, you know, you move to Shir Bet, you're like, okay, what do I do with that day? I just had this unbelievable experience. Do I leave it? As unfortunately some people do, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Shabbos, it's a day, that's a day of spirituality, and then it's done. Now let's move on. Now let's prepare for Pesach. No. Says Rashi in the Gemara of Mishenechnas Adar Ma'arim B'Simcha, Gula la Gula. I'm supposed to be in a good mood all of Adar, so when Gula starts, when Nisan starts, the Nisan and the Flores will flourish. Shabbos, we're not only supposed to have the self-discipline of saying, okay, it's Shabbos now. I'm not going to get angry with my kids. It's Shabbos. I want my kids to come to the table. But after Shabbos, I'll scream as much as I want. Just give you an example. That's the idea. It's not about a one day of a week thing. It's a day of ultimate peace. We got to remind ourselves of that, which we often do not remind ourselves of. We forget the beauty of Shabbos. Mis'aneg is a Shabbos. The spirituality of the day. It's not sufficient for a person to just refrain from formal malacha. Shabbos is the gift of peace, peace of mind. That's essential to take us through the week, to take us through our lives. Purim is not just the day that we should, oh, it was good, that was a great Friday, that was crazy. Paris Mapa, Makadesh, whatever you did. Wow, that was great. I have to tell you, it was a decision that my neighbor made. I didn't make the decision. I was a little nervous about it. Because as much as I, you know, want to be a little Hasidish, I'm more of a halachic Jew. For example, when I told Rav Siva about me doing Paris Mat Makadish, like he wanted to, you know, spiritually wanted to punch me in my face and say, that's not halachic, like don't do that. A lot of the Poskim don't like it. Everybody left our suvita saying this was the greatest. This was done exactly the way it should have been done. First of all, we started before the ninth hour. We started at 3 o'clock. How can you drag a suvita out until 9 o'clock at night? We did, and it was awesome. We had two siyumim. My son did chagiga. Somebody else did megillah. We had dancing like crazy. We had the greatest Kabbalah Shabbos. You know you have a good Kabbalah Shabbos when your neighbors come outside and tell you, shh, even though it was 5 o'clock. Meaning they were trying to daven their own minyan, so they were shushing us. It was great. But how do you take that with you? To me, it was great because I was able to combine Shabbos with the yontif of spirituality of Purim and Shabbos. So how do we do that? Comes along the Zeresh Shimshon. Everybody has not been introduced yet to the Zeresh Shimshon. Introduce yourself. If you need any skulas in your life, and I am not your skula man, this sefer was written by Nachmani, who unfortunately only had one child who died at a very young age. And he writes in a sefer, anybody who learns the skus of learning my sefer, ask for whatever you need. I'm going to daven for you in Shammai. It's become a very, very popular sefer. Archgold originally put it out in little pieces by Nachman Seltzer put it out, and now they have the real Zeresh Shimshon is in English now, so you have no excuses. It's a very beautiful sefer. Years ago, my friend, Yaakov Green, he was one of the sponsors of the sefer, so he bought it from me. He's the type of person, you know, when he gives you a sefer, he's like, I'm only going to give it to you if you learn it. So, like, I felt as I'm never going to learn, I don't even know what the sefer is. It looked like some, you know, Chassidish Zachin, and he's not Rav Nachman, he obviously is not Sfardi, he's from Italy, but he's Sfardi, he's not Chassidish, but I said, I'm going to learn this, what? And Baruch Hashem, I picked it up more than once, and I try at least on each sefer Shmais, you know, to include it. So here's what he says, very poshut, but so beautiful. There's a beautiful Gemara that we might have never thought of. We know this Gemara very, very well. Everybody here knows this Gemara. The Gemara says, Gemara Shabbos Kuf Yud Aleph. Kolam is adeg is a Shabbos noisim nachla b'li mitzarin. Right? Anybody who's misanig boyis a Shabbos, Hashem promised us that we're going to, right? And it's interesting, he says, we'll see in a moment. Why does he say misanig boyis a Shabbos? But Hashem is going to give us a very, very special bracha. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yosi, Kolam is adeg is a Shabbos noisim lo nachla b'li mitzarin. What does that mean? Anyone who delights in Shabbos, Hashem gives him a boundless portion. Mitzarim here means like being bound up. There's going to be no boundaries if you celebrate Shabbos. Shneamar, as the pasuk tells us, as tisaneg es haShabbos, that someone who takes the Shabbos seriously, v'ticha es b'meisei aretz, talking about our great land. You will ride the heights of the world. Says Rav Nachmani, says the Zeresh Shimshon. Interesting. Hamayim is a kosher. Lahavona. De'ein yitakein. Yitakein. She'yi yel echa nachla b'li mitzorim. Hainu b'li tachumim gvulot. What does that mean? You're going to have boundless bracha. There's always a gvul, as I just said. Bein Ish Chai says, Shabbos itself is defined by gvulot, right? We joke and we say that 39, my kids, we were talking about this. We have an amazing, I don't know how I was able to introduce this to my family. But when we come home from shul, especially now that we're davening outside and you come home much earlier, you know, it's like 10:15, 10 o'clock, you come home. The boys, we sit down and we have cholent. My wife is being at tzedekas and saying tehillim. My daughter is holding from the Arizal and sleeping until Chatzos, and we sit down. The boys sit down. So we at this time of the year we wash, and all the boys we sit down. So we have a discussion about something on the parasha. So this week I spoke about Purim Meshulash and how it relates to Shabbos, of course, about how it could be in Yerushalayim they don't read the Megillah. So we start going on how they don't read the Megillah. So you know, each kid has their own pshat in it. Metaltel Mishus Arabim. Seir deRava, about Shofar, why is it different? Why is it the same? And they had some good vorts. They said, well, what about other mitzvahs you shouldn't be allowed to? We talked about opening a store and so on and so forth. And one of my kids said, Like, but nothing's allowed on Shabbos. It could always lead to something. Nothing's allowed. I told him how Rabbi Soletsky Shir last Motzei Shabbos spoke about Kli Shir B'Shabbos is also because Shemi talking Kli. And that there were, they asked, well, what about knocking on the door? That's a, you know, that sounds like something. No, we don't say that. What about a door knocker? Some people ask for door knockers because Shemi talking Kli. It's crazy. So if you treat Shabbos in that way, where you think that everything's just usser, 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 everything's usser. 30 amalachas is a joke. There's 39,000 things we can't do. How can it be, he says. She'afilu yitnulo kol ha'olam yihyeh mitzadan v'gvulot. There's all these gvulot. What does it mean? Tz'olam haba, what does it mean? B'li mitzarim. B'li gvulot. B'li shir, b'li kitzva. So here's what he says. Here's the inyan he writes. Ela inyan hu shemidas hacheset shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotze lahashpia toiva labrios. God only wants to do good for us. He loves us. He's dying to do good for us. Dying to do good for us. B'ruayi l'davar masha amu Rabbi Seibazal in the Yalkut Shimoni in Tehillim ala pasuk that we didn't say Baruch Hashem this Shabbos Sitzkos HaSedek Sitzkos HaTorah Ba'el. That Hashem wants to do good, but then there's something called Midas Hadin. And there is Rachamim in this din, and sometimes we need Midas Hadin because we're not good all the time. So Pasuk says in the Iyov, and he says the Gemara in Bava Basra speaks about, Maisa Yodo Birchos, it's the opposite. Peretz. He was pirates. Sometimes we could be pirates that get there of Midas Hadin. And here's the point. Vihinei, Hamatrigim Einan Moisavim Koyach Elikisha Adam Noite. Right, there are, we have a kitruk, we have whatever you want to call them, malachim. There are things that are against us because we don't do good. And when we stand in front of the Ribbono Shelam, Kiviyacho, in our davening, you know, there's a kitruk. It's like, what is this? This guy's davening? Do you have any idea what he was doing last night until 2 o'clock in the morning? He's davening to you. When I'm involved in ruchnius, when I'm involved in spirituality, what Shabbos is all about, the Svarno says, by nafash is a chance for the nefesh to flourish. By nafash doesn't mean to sleep, it's talking about the nefesh. It's telling that my nefesh should come out and have delight in Shabbos. It should be a day where my Torah learning is increased, where my tefillah is longer. Kiti Isa Bazoira, Zazoira tells us, next week's parasha, Parshas Vayakal, Zen Mizmer Shil Yom HaShabbos, L'Yom Shekulo HaMazikin Banoilam. Yom Shekulo Shabbos means there's no mazikin, nobody can affect us, because I'm celebrating Shabbos in the appropriate way. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz is saying, it has to last through the week, is the idea. L'chein, that's the diuk of the Gemara. Why does it say hamitnah igetz Shabbos? Oynik Shabbos. What's oynik Shabbos mean? Oynik Shabbos is I have delicious food. I eat like a chazer on Shabbos. I never eat normally. It's a halacha. You're not supposed to have regular food. Somebody once asked, I remember it was Rabbi Soletsky. I happened to be there. My kids love hamburgers. Can we serve Friday night hamburgers and hot dogs? Like a barbecue. So Rabbi Soletsky is like, it doesn't sound much like oynik Shabbos. He says, make the hamburgers different. Right? He's talking about making it in a different shape, that they know that these are Shabbos burgers. So I had a better suggestion. I said, make fancier burgers. Make like a steak burger. Make something chashavazach. Rabbi Soletsky's like, always with the food heart scene, right? Maybe one day you'll work for a catering company. So, Misharitz HaShabbos. Why doesn't it say HaMisanik should be HaShoyimitz HaShabbos? You get all the brachas. That's Mitzorim. What does it mean? If I keep Shabbos? No. He says, you have to be Misanik HaShabbos. I have to show an oynik Shabbos. Listen to this. D'hanos ha'guf im kein lo yusif koyach b'chitzaynis. As I just said, there's no day worse than chitzaynis, than gashmius. All I'm doing is gashmius. Right? I daven a little bit. Oh, gashmius, Friday night, huge meal. Oh, gashmius, I go to the kiddush. Gashmius, I have shudah shaniyah. And then azai chutzvah. It's 4:30 in the afternoon, I'm having another sudah. Yeah. Because the Rabbanu Shalom is teaching us that the whole point of our life is that our physicality, of what's physical in our lives, becomes our spirituality. That we don't fall to a egel hazav, whatever it is in our own generation. That we say no to that. That I could be charged on a one day of a week for the rest of the week. Because if that's true ruchnius, the gashmius becomes the ruchnius. And Midas HaDin says, I got no chance with this guy. Wow. Because Midas HaChesed has the Shefa Gadol in my life. And that's the S'chus. Shemis Aneg is a Shabbos. It's interesting because it says, Nachalas Yaakov, as we say in the Zmiras. Why Yaakov, he says? Well, because of the S'chus that Yaakov had, Avram, unfortunately, and Yitzchak both did not have what they're called Zereshel Kayoma. He only had one child. One child was, there was an Esav and there was Yishmael. Avram's Yishmael. He had to deal with that. Yitzchak had an Esav. Yaakov had pure. I thought maybe to say, this quotes the Bereishis Rabba says this. Yaakov Shomer Shabbos. It says the other ones were not Shomer Shabbos the way Yaakov was. So that's why also, I thought maybe because Yaakov is the father of Golos. He's the father of no excuses. Yaakov is the one that comes to Mitzrayim. Yes, he brings with him the Asei Shittim, which we learn from our parshas, were used, they were planted originally in Eretz Yisrael to remind us, hey, no, this isn't a physical building. Think about, Rabbi Yisai, what a crazy thing. We just got finished speaking about the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol. Azai Chutzpah? Look what he wore. Talk about dressing to impress. Gold, that's what... Should you wear regular clothes? Where's the black kapata and the strimo? Something very quiet. Shh. Maybe not the strimo, but something quiet. It says Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, no. What does it say? L'chavod l'sefaras. If honor and beauty are done for the right reason, of course, shekar chen v'helva yofi doesn't mean you have to marry an ugly girl. There's no hiddur mitzvah on that. There's a hiddur mitzvah. It's not a joke now. Zekeli v'anveyo, it's not a mitzvah. Just like you have a beautiful menorah, just like you have a beautiful megillah, you have to have a beautiful wife. It's a hiddur mitzvah. It's a hiddur mitzvah. To each on your own level. Good luck, you know. I have the zchus, Baruch Hashem. My wife's crazy and married me. Hiddur mitzvah Hashem kamayi. Not for her. Okay. She wanted to do chesed. Chesed imadi. But that's the idea. Sheker achein is... Says Shlomo HaMelech, you know what sheker is? Sheker is when it's all about beauty. But when the beauty is come to me, Mekadosh Hashem, when the covet is not for me, I'm not seeking covet from other people, I'm doing it for the covet of Hashem, oh, that's stark. Shabbos is supposed to be a day, and the Purim we just celebrated, where you think to yourself, now is the day, you say to yourself, okay, it's Purim Meshulash, I still have the Shefa of a Purim. How am I going to have this great experience through my life? How do I do it? As we said, I think last week, how do the blips on the screen make a beautiful tapestry of my life? Yes, sometimes I'm lucky I get spiritual. Shabbos is amazing. When you start the business world, you'll start to see. When you get to sit down at that lechadodi, oh, no phone can buzz, nobody's in charge of you anymore. Oh, you sit and relax. This feels good, wow. So how do we do that? Just make a few suggestions, if you don't mind. These are my Corona suggestions. I've done a lot of changes in my life, most of which I will never tell you about. Most of my family probably don't even know about some of the changes. But one change should be, I'm being honest with you, is that phones don't belong in a shul. They don't belong in a shul. They don't belong in a base medrash. Sometimes you have to have it. So when I go to shul, unfortunately I don't go to a shul, but my outside minion, the first thing I do is I take my phone, I put it in my talis bag. It doesn't belong with me. And when I was in America, never, because if it's in your pocket, buzz, 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 it's got to be something important. That WhatsApp has to be important. 99.9% it's not. Okay? Most of the children that I had were without a cell phone. I came home from shul, my wife said, okay, we have to go to the hospital. It worked out, it wasn't the end of the world. Shkoyach. That's the bog down of saying, you're not allowing me to experience my little Shabbos, which is called Shachas Mincha Ma'ariv, every day. L'saneg, v'yinofash, the nefesh. I can't. I spend more time in our davening. We use translations we understand, whether it's an English sitter, which I very highly recommend if you don't understand Hebrew, like I don't understand Hebrew. This is, I don't know who this is. We read the parsha, we read it interlinear, we read it in Hebrew and English, so I understand what's going on. I prepare myself before, so I understand what the parsha time, whatever it might be. I give myself a chance. I go to sleep early at night, all these different things, so that spiritually, my nefesh can be fueled. So that Purim is not just a Purim. Purim stays with me the entire year. Purim is supposed to be a day that I dive into Rabbanu Shalom and I make for myself different ways where I say, this is me. This is what I want to do. This is going to be my life. I want to take this upon myself. Maybe I could do a little bit more Tehillim every day. Wow, that was a great experience. Some people finish all Sefer Tehillim on Purim. I can't do that, but you know what? I'm going to start every day on two Pirkei Tehillim. That's it. You finish every few months. What a great feeling. Mishnayos, the same thing. So the spirit, I don't walk out of shul, right? Aleinu, I don't walk out with Aleinu, right? The joke that they say, some people think that shul is from Ashrei to Ashrei. They walk in at Ashrei Shachris, right? After Yehi Chavod, that's when they walk in, and they leave at Ashrei Chavod Tzion. No. There's Aleinu, there's a Yom, and then there's time to just open up something and learn a little bit before you leave the shul and say to Hashem, wait, I'm still here. If it means I have to get up a little bit earlier, shkoyach, so what? Purim sometimes has a downer of, oh, now it's regular life. No, Shabbos is there every week. I got Shabbos. Shabbos is supposed to mean something to us, and it gets us away from the egels we started this year by saying, Mishkan, Shabbos, egel, Shabbos, Mishkan. Shabbos reminds us of that we don't have to have an egel in our lives if we have a Shabbos in our lives. We should be zeichet to that tremendous idea and be zeichet to Yom Shekulu Shabbos, the Chayo Yolomim from Mashiach Tzidkeinu b'Mehayir v'Yamein.